Good morning. Het nieuwe en welkom hier in de naam van Jezus Christus. Let's go here in de kerk te zijn hier in Winkler on een koude dag, en we zijn dankbaar voor de Heer en ze laat haft en genadig als je was. En dat is niet in ons ene kracht dat we de Heer en Dijne doen, maar hij heeft ons kracht. En ik val me ook niet. En we werden dan hier verder in komen. Maar zo is weer een beetje van een steefje door. Dat is niet in ons ene kracht, maar bloos door de Heer. Zo krijgt iedereen welkom. Dat ik wat een vers hier lezen uit Jesaja. Isaiah 41:10. Verch u niet. Aximati. Be not dismayed. Axidin God. Ik wil die kracht schenken. Ik wil die helpen. Ik wil die houden met mijn rechte hand, mijn rechtigheid. Zo, so, van de Samaritans wil ik met even reden van. Ik weet niet of je een aandacht hebt van David en Goliath, David en de giant. En ik dacht, ik wil een beetje even reden. Er zijn dingen in ons leven en de wereld rond ons. Or we face giants. Er zijn dingen wat groot zijn. Verre ons. En we feilen ons vaak en zwak. En de tieren. Maar we weten dat God is met ons. En we willen aan hem houden. Zo wel we met een gebed aanvangen. We danken die Heer voor dat woord, wat die hast gezegd, dat die best met ons. We brengen ons niet verchten. Er zijn giants, er zijn dingen in de wereld en in ons leven, wat ons proberen dood te nemen. Maar we danken die dat die heeft ons kracht. Om die dingen te go against them, dat die best met ons. So, we danken die voor iedereen wat hier gekomen is, de kerk, hier van de Samaritans, en we bieden die zegen met Ant en met ons. En ik bid voor de weerd, dat die schenken wordt, in Jezus' naam. Amen. En wat we met wat later aanvangen, bitte.
Wach auf mein Herz und singe, Nummer 688. 688.
Wach auf mein Herz and sing ye dem Schöpfer aller Dinge, dem Geber aller Jeter, dem frommen Menschen Jeter. Heut als die dunklen Schatten,
Reich von Gottes Gnade, Nummer 211.
Angsin for the later, doctors as an say a person for the undercolical bringer. We sang a road from Ringe, Kempfe, Ringe, Kempfe. After Don met, now was I, say a Ivan, say a schaffen, nicht abgeben. Kämpfe bis aufs Blut und Leben, dring hinein in Gottes Reich. Sei du mit Schaffen, nicht abgebe. Und die erste Leit, dachte, kann, das vielleicht von der König David geschrieben, oder könnte vielleicht sein. Wir sagen, das saß 188. Und der Pfarr sagt, ja, Vater, als mich suchte zu fressen, der verfluchte. You know, the giant, if I'm hanging on, if I'm dealt with it. Was ich in deinem Schoße, dein Flügel mich am Schlosse. So sina, Gott sina, that's so sina, like a mother hen, mutter hen, they have the Flügel, aber die kleine Kickel, that they bewahre. And, Vierter Vers, du sprachst, mein Kind, nur liege trotzdem, der dich betrüge. Schlaf wohl. You know, don't be worried. Schlaf wohl. Du scheinst schlopen. Lass dir nicht grauen. Don't worry. So that's anscheinend wie ein Dankeschön. So wir denken dann an das Geschichte von David und Goliath. Und ich sehe, ich probiere die Sender schon manchmal zu besiegen. Und ich glaube, das ist eine Geschichte, was vielen wird gebracht. Vielen besonders mit den kleinen Kindern, die Story of David und Goliath. Und wie gleich der Geschichte, wir haben viel weiter, wo das sagt, so, der Gott, he didn't have much chance. Was wird er tun? Aber der Gott hat mir eng der Gewerne. Und auch gleich wie der Hirer, dass der Gott wird Gewerne auf mir eng. Ich gleich auch wo zu sein, wo David wie tänzt den großen Mann, und er wird ganz clean. Und er wird ganz clean, wie der Jovan war, der große Problem. Und so ist es in unserem Leben, wie haben Dinge, wo wir jeden Kämpfer tun. Und unsere Hoffnung ist auch dort, der Gott wird gewähren. Wir proben dem Herrn zu dienen und da sind viele Probleme, wo wir durchkommen. Und wir gleichen zu hören, dass der Gott wird gewähren auf den Eng. Und wir weiter in der Schrift, das ist auch so, wir kicken in den Weltromans. Und für Sünd, wird Eigel Meier und Meier angeboten und die Regierung, die auch Dinge anführen, die nicht gut sind. Und das ist nicht sehr gut. Und wir kicken, und wo du Krieg hast, bei Israel und bei der Ukraine, und ich glaube, Meier steht auch. Und das ist nicht sehr, doesn't look very good. Wir denken an was von den Jiratra Länder, China und so weiter. Und sie würden dann kommen, das Krieg, wo würde alles hinkommen? We can get worried. Wo würde alles hinkommen? Wir dann kicken in die letzte Buch in der Schrift, Revelation, Offenbarung. Offenbarung 11, Vers 15. Red von der siebte Engel, er hat seine Posaune blasen, he blew the trumpet, die wie ein grautet, oder wie ein Lüderstern, das sei den Himmel. Der Reichtum, der Kingdom, Kingdoms von dieser Welt sind Kingdom of dem Herrn und of his Christ. Und Heiwort, he shall reign forever and ever. So they sagt to the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Up in Ang, what it says, and God, what he will reign. And we Matans Hoffnung to upstalle that up in Ang, what it says, and that the evil will all be done away. And it got it what you van. Got what you van. So when we hear and kick in the meeting, there's a Geschichte von David and Goliath. Let's see in 1 Samuel 17, 1 Samuel 17. And from Anfang to Vers 1, read from the Philistines, they come at hope with their armies. Zum Väter, kann ich alles lesen hier, aber. Und Saul kam, habe ich dann die König von Israel, die kam und taubt haben auch Väter, hier in den Philistins, mit sich reid. Und die Philistins standen an einer Kant von der Bäuch, und Israel wieder an der Kant. and of the invalid Tushinant. On the right we find the giant, Fearfirst, a common, a champion from the Philistines named Goliath, a com de root. And the right find the great hayas. I vi even an show huge, great a man. Som der kjenne diagone hvor jeg ikke kan, jeg vil måtte seg simmelig anbeke. Fordi det er slik zeven show huge, ikke gans. Så jeg vil miss, jeg vil mye tvei show hekkes til det zan. Gråte man. Og det er fra hva jeg brukte deg, a brass helmet. And I brought in, it says, a coat of mail. So I had fun brass, you marked. Here it's from brass, mail in a vase. But from those isa, zin kleidet, if you kleidet, there's a cleaner rings, you all this stuff you marked, and it'd be a 125 pound, we zin, was his armor, his coat of mail, what I brought it. So the one, someone would gain him, but in schwerte, would nicht am schnieder. He had a coat of mail on. And right, my of what I broke died and what I always had was in Grotamon. First ox I can high stun to and I shreich to the Israelite. Where am come ye here on Sveta? Where am come ye all? Bloß schack plus einen. Schack plus ein. To met me Sveta. Jeg kom med om ferten, vi med verne der, det vårt. Men ikke verne, den var vi even i harsha. We'll rule over you, but when the Israelite man i verne, den var vi i en sklov sen. And the Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel. Gjef mi ein mann, ak var med an fæte. And what they de Israelite de manna, de hos Saul and all the Israelite de hirer de zavid, de fyrchte zik, saja. Keine vil gåne med des grote mann fæte. Wer so fæte, jen arm? All de lærer, Saul. Saul zal fete. Hij wie de, zo zeg lezen door, hij wie de raadste van de Israëlieten. Want hij stond met de anderen, wie hij zinlijk hek is, alle anderen, verstoe ik. Hij wie de raadste, hij wie de leerde, hij zal gaan fete. Maar de wieren alle hadden alle angst. En zo was het in leven, wie zijn dingen verder angst. Is it so this grote man, this big giant, what fell on stool name? And what come we to derich? You know, we think of what thing you read from what in the world to see it, is endlich dingen ans leven, vielleicht dingen mit ans gesundheit. Ans gesundheit is vielleicht nicht mehr so sit um wir. And we wonder now, what would it it come. Or it is on problems and on the familia, vielleicht mit der Kinga oder your Schwester or what. And now, what can we mit it down? That's a big problem. Vielleicht hat der Arbeit steht dann zu a Mensch, what schworfer uns zum Matschorfer oder vielleicht the customers oder weit nicht. And so viele Dinge, what in uns leben is like this giant. And what do we do about? Well, lesen mit wieder. So sie wieder alle Angst. Vers 12, nie redet von David. I kämpft. I see Zane von Jesse. And first, Retin Reit van de drei älteste Zains, de deide ook, wieder ook in de army. De jinge zal hingen rond om verte. Und David wie der Jüngste, der kleine Bruder. David ist der kleine Bruder. Und wo wie hei? Well, der Älteste, der wieder du in der Army, und David, na hei wie du mit der Schub. Der Schub werde. Und in der Kapitel fährt dort, als Saul ist er mit bekannt geworden mit David. Und Samuel hat wie nur Jesse gegangen und haben das nicht kennig fängen. Und Jesse brachte all seine Sehns für Samuel und Samuel sagt, na wer wird der nächste König sein? Und der erste kommt und der zweite und der dritte und no, Gott sagt nein zu all das. Und all die Sehns wird der Sante wieder alle nicht erreicht. Und Samuel fragt, na, hast du noch einen irgendwo? Na, du bist der eine, der Jüngste bei der Schub. Na, dort wird nicht erreicht. Der Jüngste Bruder. Ich habe vorher gedacht, wird das Jüngste nicht erreicht sein. Ich konnte bei der Schub bleiben, weißt, bloß der kleine Bruder. Und so war es, that's how they knew him. They were to matter the cleaner be the shop. So count as I am. Aber wie weiter war die Geschichte passiert? Well, God brought the cleaner brother, they be the shop. So wir sind hier träg in Kapitel 17, und so der Philistin vor Sostien. Jeder Samarius und Ovent komm hei. Alle Tag, zweimal am Tag komm hei und hei schreich zu den Philistern, zu den Israeliten, na, hef mir ein Mann, wie war der Väter. So wir lesen wieder hier. Die Vorder, die wundert nun, wo der hat nun, du beim Krieg. So hei rupt sich David an. Gomm muss einer, wo das jetzt da beim Krieg. Bring was zum Eten zu Ernst. Und so habe ich mich gereiht, kriege ich ein bisschen Eten taub und ging dort hin, wo der Krieg war. Zum Sein, wo die Breite deit und so wieder. Vers 19, Saul wie du und die Israeliter fahrten mit den Philistins. Und David kam da und dann sagte, warte, he left the sheep. You know, dort hei kommt er nicht weich von. Heißt er Schubwort. Vierken leidet hier. Ja, the guy with the sheep. The shepherd. Aber er ging da, er leidt den Schub hängen sich und ging da in einem Krieg. So mich ist er gereicht zum Pferde. Und Vers 23, David ist da. Er redet mit dem Mann durch, mit seiner Breite, und dann hier, oh, hier kommt das große Mann, das Philistin, Goliath. Und er ruft ut, und oh, jef mir ein Mann, wir waren Väter. Wer wird Väter mit mir? Und David hier dort. Und er sagt, bei all den Mannen, der ran der Weg von des Giants, und hier ist der kleine Bruder, er kickt all das an, ne? Warum er an die Weich? Der Mann sagte zu David, Vers 24, hast du sein? Kick mal das große Mann hier, der will mit uns, mit einem Pferd von uns. Aber der ran alle Weich von ihm. Und David sagte dem Mann, na, was? What you doing for day what this giant fährt er dort in die Werne dort am Dortmarkt? Wer ist das Philistin? Wer ist das? Dort hei so jen Gottes Volk rede, that he should defy the armies of the living God. David, hij zag zich niet zelfs als bloos de kleine wat nu stonden kon. Hij kijkt alle na, wie zijn je toch Gottes volk? Wie zijn je toch de mensen van God, God's people? Dat is wat hij nu kijkt uit. Wie zijn we're God's people? Wie is dit wat hij hier aan schreeuwt uit? And so that's not good for him. Where is it? David, I will be cleaner. But he kicked not nur dort. He wist wo God had you learned. Eier im Leben, er redet von wo er oft ein Bord ausgemerkt und ein Lion. Und er hört die Seine, wo Gott wie er mit am Pferd dort. So he had confidence, er wusste, Gott wird mit am New Oxen. He had confidence. And gleich wird es ja, kan zo leicht voor ons om ook zo denken, waar zie ik? En ik denk dat is normaal voor ons zo te denken. Wat kan ik doen? Waar zie ik? Vlees hebben je roept. Tom in a kirk diner. And we're thinking, no, I can't do that. Axi blows, I'm just me. I can't ich dein, I might make a mistake. I might not know what to say. And then, say, nee, I can't ich down. Or who am I dort as? We. So leicht as I know, I can't. Aber you might trick denken on wo God ans je lehrt haft and wo God ans nachwort lehrt. And we will do trausfinger. God wort ans mat ans sein. God wort mat ans sein. I have wieder gone well once to me bade wenden and accord you ein prayer request. So I please pray for John Lepke and his mother Eva. John is in the hospital and not doing well at all. So that vraagt if you would beter for John Lepke and zijn mutter Eva. John is in hospital and dat niet zeer goed to. So we will beter dat de Heer kracht en heiland brengen would. And God to met that he would work with that. So for today, what it can of Elvans tum ye bade vende. Let's kneel in prayer. Herr, hör unser Gebet und sei uns gnädig.
take the blue book and turn to page 349. I am resolved. Can we stand?
Thank you for that song. So we're looking at part of the story of David and Goliath. I don't think we'll get the whole chapter done today. Actually, often when we hear the story, it's just the fight we hear about, and how David slings a stone and the giant comes down and kills him. And there's more in the chapter. And we like this story, as I mentioned in the first part, because the little guy wins against a bully. Little guy beats the big guy. Good wins in the end. So we like this story. And it's a story of what we see in the world. You know, we have an enemy who keeps fighting against what is good. Satan fights against what God is doing. And a story like this reminds us that in the end, you know, good will win. As I shared that verse in Revelation 11:15, the last part says, "He shall reign forever and ever." Amen. You know, that's the ending. God will reign in the end. The Lord Jesus will reign. And we need those reminders, because I think we Well, we all face giants in life. Maybe something happened in school. Something happened at work. Something happened in your family, in your neighborhood, maybe in a different country where you lived. And it hurt, and sometimes it's still like a giant in your life, and you're wondering, how do I overcome this giant? And I like this story because I often feel weak and inadequate as well. And I get ready to speak here in church, and what will I say? Well, I just trust the Lord will give me words to speak. So here in 1 Samuel 17, and we're up to, let's go to verse 28. So David is checking things out here and asking, what's going to be done for the guy who wins against Goliath? And they tell him, well, he'll get rewarded. And he lists the reward. Well, look at the older brother. Verse 28, and Eliab, the eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? With whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Doesn't sound like a very supportive brother. I've been thinking about this older brother. I'm an older brother too, and I try not to come across this way. And I wonder if this older brother was a little bit jealous. He saw how brave David was, and here Eliab is afraid. Maybe he's a little jealous, and maybe he doesn't feel up to fighting against Goliath, but, well, he'll put down his little brother. Maybe he's more the bully as well, I don't know. Maybe he's the one who said, well, David, he can stay out there when Samuel comes. Doesn't say who did, but according to this, I wonder if it could have been him. I don't know. Oh, you're just a little guy. You should be out there with the little sheep. And that's how it is. We have these doubts, and as I mentioned before, we think, I can't do this, I can't do that. If someone asks me to serve in church, I don't know what to say. What if I make a mistake? That's okay, we all make mistakes. We all don't feel always adequate, and just want to encourage you. If you get called to serve somewhere, just say yes. Just say yes. It doesn't matter if you don't feel confident. It's not about us. It's about God giving us strength. God gives strength. And I think that's the one he seeks, those that are humble, who admit that, we can't do everything. I can't do it on my own. Isn't that whom God seeks? Look at here in Matthew 18. Let's look at Matthew 18 a bit here. Verse 1, and at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? See, there were some of them, they were thinking about, I'm going to be great, or this guy's saying, I'm going to be great, or who's going to be the greatest? So they asked Jesus that question. Who's going to be the greatest? I think they're saying, which one of us is going to be the greatest? I wonder if that's what they meant. Well, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Look at that. If you're going to be humble like a little child, you know, that's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And, you know, those are the one God wants to use. You know, the one who feels, I've got it all in control, well, then they're too self-confident. But when we feel humble, when we schwachfeile, you know, I think we're the ones that God wants to use. So if you're feeling weak and inadequate, okay, well, maybe God is calling exactly you to serve in church or wherever it might be. God has a place for each one. I guess in 1 Corinthians, Paul also talked about that. 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 18. Now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. You know, God has given you your talent that he wanted for you to have. See, as it has pleased him, he has given every member what he wanted to give them. If they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. You know, we can't think of your body. If every part was an eye, well, where's your hands? Where's your nose? You know? Paul is using an interesting illustration. Oh, I want to be the head. No, we can only have one head. I want to be the hands. Oh, there's only two hands. I don't want to be the nose. Well, maybe I'm the nose, you know. Paul is using that example. And he says, verse 22, Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. You know, our body has so many parts. And, you know, if you think about hitting your thumb with a hammer, well, that you can sure feel what that little thumb has to say. That thumb is important too. And just trying to bring forward the point that each part of the body is important, and each one of us here is just as important as the next one. And even though there are, if we go back to 1 Samuel 17, even if there are those that might put us down, or we feel are putting us down, you know, we can't let that get to us, you know, like the oldest brother here. So maybe he was jealous. I'm back in verse 28, 1 Samuel 17, 28. Maybe he was jealous. Maybe he himself felt inferior because his brother, little brother, was braver than him. Whatever the case, he was trying to shame David. He was trying to shame him using a put down. And shaming can really hurt. Can really hurt people. Sometimes we may have been shamed by someone else and they put us down, maybe in front of others, and how do we respond to that? Well, what did Jesus say? Someone curses you, someone hits you on the one cheek, someone does something bad to you, what do? You pray for them. You do good. You do good to those who do bad to you. And that helps to get over the hurt, You know, if you do nothing, then the hurt kind of clings on you. Oh, so-and-so said this to me. But now if I go out of my way to talk to this person and do something good to them, that helps to overcome the hurt, is what I found. Helps to forgive the guy or a girl, whoever it might be in the situation. But Jesus taught many principles, and if we follow those, you know, there is just blessing as we do those things. And this is just one example, to do good to someone who's done bad to us helps us to overcome that hurt, helps us to forgive, helps us to love. Jesus said, love our enemies. That's not always easy, is it? Well, let's go on in the story here. We're in, how far are we? Well, let's read verse 31. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with him. Thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. How does that sound? Even the king thinks, oh, David, you're just a little guy. Look at that guy. He's massive. You're little. He's strong. You're weak. He's experienced and capable. You're so young. And I guess I already talked about this, but how God is the one who gives us strength to do what we need to do. So what did David do? Verse 34, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. So David looked not at his size, but he looked at how God had helped him in the past. And said, you know what? God's been with me before, and even though this is a giant, he'll help me again. Even though he didn't know exactly how it all turned out, he just went forward trusting, you know what? God's been with us before. He'll keep being with us. That was his, that's what he was going on. So he was trying to convince Saul. And I wanted to, in verse 32, just focus on one little phrase here. Verse 32, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Let no man's heart fail. Let no one be afraid. Let no one worry. Let no one become anxious. And I think we need to hear that, because there's a lot of fear and anxiety among people in the world. There's a lot of people that are very worried. And we need to hear this. You know what? Let's not be afraid. Let's keep trusting. And you see another example of this in Genesis 50. Joseph, God had called him to be the ruler after Pharaoh in Egypt. And the brothers were the ones who had sold him into slavery. And remember the story, how the brothers eventually came to Egypt and they found out who Joseph was. That was actually their brother. But now the father, Jacob, has died. Let's see what the brothers say. I'm in Genesis 50 from verse 15. And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, "Joseph will peradventure hate us and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him." He said, you know what, now Joseph's going to take revenge on what we did to him. They're afraid. And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, "Thy father did command before he died, saying, so shall ye say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father." And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, "Behold, we be thy servants." Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Now therefore, fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. You know, we need to hear that, to hear those words of comfort, you know, that God will continue to be with us. And we also need to be those that, you know, speak that comfort to others. There's many that need to hear that word, even in our circles, maybe among your own brothers and sisters or children or nieces and nephews, whatever it might be. There are those that need to hear that word of comfort. You know, let's not give up. Let's keep on going. We need to be among those that bring cheer to others, especially as we think about those around us that may need extra help and encouragement. May we be those that do that, to go out of our way to speak comfortably to others, to speak comfort. And of course, we remember the words of Jesus, who said the same thing. We'll close with that out of John 14, where Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So Jesus speaks comfort to us still, and may we continue to look to him for strength. So let's pray. We thank you, Lord, for how you're the one that speaks comfort and also brings comfort through the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, through your presence. And we thank you for that, and we just pray for your help, especially as we face giants in life, you know, those situations or those people that threaten us and cause us to feel shame or cause us to feel weak and afraid. Help us to deal with those situations. And perhaps it's a matter of doing good to those who have done bad to us. Whatever it is, Lord, that you might guide us in overcoming the giants that we face in life. We do thank you for this church here in Winkler. We pray your continued blessing in this congregation, on the both services, all our families, and help us to continue to look to you, and that you might just continue to guide us. Thank you for your leading with this message, and just pray your strength with each one, especially, Lord, as someone is listening who has never made the decision to follow you, that you might just draw them. They might come to you asking for forgiveness for their sins and committing themselves to you, and that you might just fill them with your Spirit. the one who renews us, restores us. And we thank you that you do that. So again, we thank you and just pray your blessing as we go. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, again, we'd like to go to the Lord in prayer. So for those that are able, let's kneel for prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Once again, take your blue books and turn to page number 247. He hideth my soul. His perfect salvation, his wonderful
Good morning. Just want to remind you that baptism classes have started, and if anyone is contemplating baptism this year, you are still welcome to drop in, and it's every Tuesday at 7:30 in the prayer room. Thank you.
Okay, it was just one more announcement. At their last Brotherhood meeting, there was a group that talked about starting some private schools in some of our churches, at least for those that are interested. So here's an announcement about that. It says that our Brotherhood meeting last November, a proposal for a Summerfield Church-led private school was presented. To further discuss and see where this may lead, all interested persons are invited to a meeting at the Steinbeck Summerfield Church on Friday, February 2nd at 7:30. May God guide and direct as we seek His will. And we have a group in our church in Steinbeck. They're kind of pursuing this, you know, as we see the school systems and what is all being brought in. And wondering if maybe even in our, some of our churches, we could have a private school going. So they're talking about this and checking it out. So there's an information meeting February 2nd in Steinbeck. So everyone is invited that's interested in that. So I'd like to thank you for joining us for church here. And just wish you God's blessing and continued strength. And for closing, I wanted to share the benediction in German and English here in out of Numbers 6. Der Herr segne dich und behüte dich. Der Herr lasse sein Angesicht leuchten über dir und sei dir gnädig. Der Herr hebe sein Angesicht über dir und gebe dir Frieden. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. And so go in peace with the Lord.